so we'll go ahead and call our Citizens Advisory Group to order. Did everybody have a chance to look at the minutes? So any comments, or can we just adopt these?
We have no objection to adopt.
Excellent, great. Go ahead and adopt the minutes. And then this evening, as we discussed last week, we're going to have a whiteboard working group session. I think Rick said it best last week that, you know, if we get anything out of, if we get nothing else out of this meeting tonight, starting to set up our work plan for the next couple of meetings and some direction would be great. So I think, you know, the potential of looking at what options do we see out there relative to making this decision, laying them out, looking at some opportunities and maybe some challenges, and then trying to figure out what we may need going forward, I think that would be great.
Okay.
Anybody else?
And I'm here at the whiteboard, so I'll take your notes.
Thank you for whiteboarding me. I have a handwriting that's unrecognizable by Egyptian handwriting experts.
I can write in Egyptian.
See?
Present day Egyptian.
Anyway. No hieroglyphics.
No hieroglyphics. Dumber. Sorry.
That's that we're going to take.
So do we want to start then and try to identify what we see as potential options going forward as far as whether, you know, starting with the no decision, no change option, where we leave everything as it is and we make no decision or don't advise our elected officials to do anything, just leave it be, then how do we progress from there to the other options? How do we want to list those out?
Well, all the options.
Yeah. Before we go forward, I'd like to get everybody else's opinion on if we presented the option of no change. Mm-hmm. Can we suggest ideas that might make the system more efficient, better running, et cetera, to the committees? I know that's not in our charge.
Hey, we can do anything.
Yeah, I don't know how everybody else feels about it, but I think that would be appropriate. I mean, as we are going through each of these presentations and hopefully some other work that we'll do going forward, we may be able to come to that conclusion, but have some suggested advice.
I think whatever we suggest, we might have some other ideas besides just, you know,
right,
merge or whatever. Right. Like, tell them while you're at it. Mm-hmm. You might want to do some other stuff too.
Right.
Whatever we uncover that we think might be helpful, I think it's probably within the scope of what we should do.
Yeah. So, yeah. Rick, do you have any thoughts on that? Or?
Well, I was thinking that if we put up, say, like no change or, you know, what the premise of this group coming together was, integration with the fire department, maybe we could do, I was just thinking briefly, like maybe three columns, pros, cons, and issues. Mm-hmm. So, you know, merging with the fire department, pro, might be administrative consolidations, and maybe we need to explore that more. Con may be that I watched two of the board members turn their nose up at it, okay, just as throwing it out, you know, and then in issues might be, well, we've got to get, you know, a vote for city consolidation or something. So just to start listing out, you know, some of the ideas that then we could explore. Maybe you guys have other categories just to start the process with.
I think as a process, we should try to, you know, just brainstorm all the options first and then drill down on any one of them we want to with what you suggest as pros and cons and things about them. So we don't get derailed. Think of the pros and cons of the first option we come up with and never get to all of the options, if you catch my drift. Start at the top level of what are we talking about doing or not doing, as we started with. And then within that, you know, what changes does that imply? What pros, cons, other issues does that raise? Each of those issues can get fleshed out to whatever degree we want with what do we need to learn about, because we're not going to know all the pros and the cons and the issues necessarily, so who do we ask to come in and talk about that issue, to get smarter about the pros and cons of this option and so on. But I mean, you know, start high and drill down on each of them in the detail, the best detail we can come up with, that will probably ask the questions that for us.
Right.
Because we'll see where the holes are.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a good approach. Mark, what do you think?
No, I'd agree. I think you have to start out with the option before you get into the individual. I mean, there might be something that, one of the options is like, you know, we may not spend a lot of time on pros and cons, but I think you got to list them all out. So it's clear that we have looked at it seriously and gone through all the different things that we see as options. And then go, I like the idea of pro-cons and issues as a way to address the whatever option we recommend. And if they may look at it and say, we don't like that option, but we like this option for these pros, cons, and issues.
Right.
So.
Right. Dan, good?
Pretty much the same.
Good. All right. Well, why don't we begin to identify then what options we think we see ahead of us, or not ahead of us, but for consideration.
So, just for space, with respect to space of the board, it's not, you know, it's still within range. Should I?
We may
just
need
do
to
bubbles. These bubbles.
Start over.
What I'm thinking is, we get all the options up there and take a picture.
Okay.
Then we erase the board. And write one option or two options.
And then do the pro.
List
them
down, because you're not going to have
yeah.
one
yeah.
for everything we could possibly think of on the one board. That's my suggestion.
Well, and I like your suggestion, or your Dan's suggestion from last time, is have a flow chart. So at the top is EMS services, and then from there to me, you have, right now we have no change. One suggestion was contract, private contract, and the other one was to look at either a merge or contract or some way with the fire department. So we look just at EMS, there's three different options within there. Leave as is, you can contract for private service potentially. Another option may be to, I don't know if it's an option or not, but put under Peace Health. So I know paramedics run out of hospitals all the time, and the paramedics work for the hospitals. And so look at, you know, there's a different option. And then you have, whether it's a merger or a contract, wherever it is with the fire department as a fourth option, with things underneath that would all be potential options with potentially working with the fire department.
It's going to be hard for me to make a flow chart from the start, but if we come up with all the options, we'll then see natural categories
well,
that we can
make. I think you can. But we have to think logically in flowchart sort of fashion. So you have to start off with it. Do nothing, yes, no. If no, then contract.
So do you want to try from the start?
Yeah, I think we can do this.
Yeah.
I mean, I would suggest it's worth a try.
All right.
So give me a decision diamond with, you know, do nothing, yes or no. And.
Oh, do nothing off here and never land, so it takes up a little space. And not that it's, you know, not a viable option, but it's going to take the least space.
But it's the first decision criteria, and then the next thing is, if you say no, we're not going to do nothing, then we have to do something, and the question is what to do. Well, one thing is contract with somebody else.
So let me ask just a question on do nothing. Is it do nothing or is it standalone? Is it its own entity and like a Dan asked, but giving suggestions on if it stands alone, or is do nothing absolutely we just go do nothing and
do nothing
we're done?
Don't change what exists today. So
just organizationally, but within
but then
that
is that standalone?
What do you mean standalone?
We can
EMS stands by itself.
Well, EMS is under the hospital district currently, so doing nothing is it's under the hospital district. We mean do
yes.
nothing
right.
and standalone are different
right.
choices.
That's right.
If you split out EMS separately and give it its own commission and everything else, that's doing something.
Well, yeah, but I guess I'm looking at it from Dan's perspective. Standalone is okay, but it probably needs reorged, it probably needs refinanced, it probably needs...
Do nothing doesn't mean that there aren't things that can be improved about it, but it's not...
It's just the organizational...
Okay, because my wife says do nothing, and I absolutely go back on the couch and watch TV, so, which I don't hear very frequently as do nothing, but it is...
Clearly, you have to be careful with your
words. Yeah, I'm very black and white. Do nothing is, I'm real quick to go do nothing.
No, do something could be contract or service with somebody else. And that's a yes, no also. I mean, you either do contract or you don't. If you do contract, you contract with what entity? It could be a private contractor, could be Peace Health, could be Fire District 3.
I put private.
Private, you know. Yeah. Medic 1, basically.
Anything else under here?
Oh, we can flesh that out later.
Okay.
Another choice is to merge it with the fire district or move it into the fire district. That's kind of something.
Well, I think merge into fire district, because we could say, too, that EMS could dissolve and fire could bring up their own.
Well, that's a separate choice.
That's what I'm saying. Yes. It doesn't fall underneath there. That's why I would say instead of move,
move and merge are different things, too. EMS, as it stands, could be there, or you could make it one entity. That is, you could keep the EMS levy and fire district 3 could manage the way possibly.
But wouldn't that be contract?
No, because... The hospital district isn't contracting to do it now. It would just be the way it was originally. Fire district is the entity that owns EMS, and it's a separate levy, and it's a separate everything.
But what would be merge as far? What would
merge
be
would be the fire district does the whole levy, and there's no EMS levy anymore, and it's all collected as one entity.
And move would...
Move is the current EMS stands up under fire district 3 instead of under the public hospital district.
So you would have a EMS levy separate, just like it is today, but it's being managed
this
by...
This is the way it was 15 years ago.
Right.
It's exactly the way it was 15 years ago.
Be managed by the fire commission.
Yes, it would be managed by the fire district commission instead of by the hospital.
In my estimation, that's merge.
But it isn't, because when you merge, you give up the levy for the EMS.
But the governance, where's the governance structure of that?
Well, right now it's under hospital district, right. But it could be under fire district just as easily.
But if we place the governance, then the financial responsibility goes with the governance. So
I think part of it, okay, but in my mind, just so I can, part of it's semantics, because you would contract.
What the biggest difference is, move doesn't require a vote of the people.
Neither does contract,
but merge does. That's why merge and move are different things. You can move it without having to pass it by the electorate. You can simply say, oops, we decided we're not going to do it over here anymore, we're going to do it over there. Same EMS levy for the same duration that it currently stands, except it's collected by the fire district, except by the hospital district.
But under that scenario, then, isn't the governance still with the hospital district?
No.
Because, well, if the levy doesn't change, and the money...
The levy can go wherever the levy wants to go, as long as it's managed by a publicly elected board of commissioners.
It's not electorally stated in statute.
No. It wasn't before. It wasn't.
Yeah, I think we'd have to look at language, but
it depends on the objects.
Okay, so
of your verbs.
I don't know.
Pardon?
Depends on the objects of your verbs. Are you talking about moving the operations, moving governance, moving the levy,
This effectively would be basically moving operations, but not moving the levy.
Right, right, they're just gonna contract for services, and they still administrate the levy. And what does move then mean?
The levy is collected by the fire district, and as the hospital district currently collects the EMS levy. It's exactly the same, just substitute for public hospital district number one, fire district number three in the current model.
It would be the, it'd be the exact same levy.
It would be the exact same levy, it'd be the exact same.
So that, to me, is.
And the reason that's not merge is, to merge, I'm thinking, we need one levy. Fire district three does one levy that does the whole thing.
I'm thinking merge is that fire takes over everything, and that would be the levy, and they can make a choice as to whether.
When you say that would be the levy, you mean there's no more EMS levy, it's now the fire district's levy that gets bumped enough to cover EMS too.
Well, that would actually, to me, that's a subset underneath merge, is how the fire department wants to deal with the levy. Do they want the $1.50 they can go plus the 50 cents EMS levy?
I guess the question is.
Or do they go $1.50?
Do you perceive that the hospital district and EMS are currently merged?
I look at EMS as merging, moving.
No, I'm not talking about doing anything, I'm just saying currently.
Currently?
Do you perceive that the hospital district and the EMS system are merged into one entity?
They are one entity.
Okay, then in that case, you're right, it's merged.
Yeah.
Because if, I don't see it that way because of the separate levies.
Okay, you're just, okay, I mean.
That's why I don't see it as a merge, that's the only difference. And the reason, as I say, is you can do one without a vote. The other you have to vote for. You can't change the levy without a vote. You can't change the district boundaries without a vote.
Right.
But you can move what exists from one body to another.
Well, can you change it instead of merge and move, have it combined and underneath that two options?
Sure, I mean, semantics, you can do whatever you want.
Because George, you were involved in the move from fire district.
Yes, we moved it from fire three to the hospital district when I was on the board.
So this is same levy, move operations, right?
Yes, and.
And then this is.
It's more than moving operations.
Well, it's more than moving, it's moving everything, moving management, moving in operations.
It's really combining.
Yeah, so, yeah, you could use Mark's term combined, and then you could either say same levy or, you know, a levy option, depending on what the fire department wanted.
So what we're talking about, Nathan, is get rid of the two terms up of move and merge and put in just one that says combine.
Combined.
And underneath that have two options, one is a move and one is a merge.
Right.
I see, thank you.
And then.
See, like, none of us wanted to be on the whiteboard.
Yeah.
So combine one.
And underneath that is a, one's a move and one's a merge.
And then under move, there'd be no vote required.
So there could be a third one, or do you want to make it another one, and that's dissolve, and the fire department starts their own?
I think that's another one. Instead of merge up above where you have it there, it's probably dissolve.
Dissolve.
And under that, you stand up a brand new EMS under Fire 3.
Yeah.
Presumably it would be under Fire 3 if we did that. That would be the only reason, I think.
I don't know.
So dissolve. And then there's new EMS under Fire 3 is the point of that.
Can someone define differences between these two things? So just on three things, right? Levy, where it is, operations, where they are, and who has governance? Or
well,
some
operations
criteria
and governance
that can
fall
define the difference.
Under Fire 3 in both of those. The levy, however, is separate in move, and one levy, the Fire 3 levy grows to incorporate EMS in merge. So the levy is the only real change between those two.
So merges would be one levy.
Yeah, one levy, and that's the separate levies that currently exist.
But as I read Brad's piece, I mean, merge or move could still be two levies. I mean, there is the option to have a fire levy and an EMS levy.
That's what the the move is? Are you saying under merge is the same thing?
Yeah, I mean, if you combine, basically what you're doing is dissolving the EMS levy, and fire can go up, because fire is already exceeding an EMS levy, so the EMS levy would have to dissolve, and fire can go up to about 50.
Wait, what was that?
If you have one levy, it's going to be a fire levy.
Right.
Yes.
But you could have two levies.
Or you could have two levies.
Right.
Fire and EMS, which they can keep, and they, and EMS can go to 50, fire can go to a buck 50.
Right, but that's the difference between move and merge. Whether there's one levy or two.
And then also under merge, that would be the option where the town might trigger annexation.
Right.
You know, the town thing is a little bit independent.
Yeah, because it's not subject to, I mean, they could do that at any moment.
We could do that without anything happening to EMS at all.
Right.
Right. That's a whole separate question.
But to merge with one levy, you would have to, you'd want to annex the town, because that's, otherwise you're contracting for both fire and EMS then at the town level.
Yes.
No.
It would be complicated, because you'd have to decide whether the district is going to.
Yes.
Well, then we get into those equity issues.
You have to have the same district boundaries if you merge,
right?
Because that does incorporate the town then, necessarily.
So this one requires town?
That would require annexing the town, pretty much.
Okay. Yeah, because there's this.
Although it doesn't have to, right? Nobody came to the realization that it had to. It could still run under a contract.
If you merge levies, it has to, because the levy can't be different.
Under the merge.
The single levy can't be different boundaries.
Right.
So under the combined merge.
So it has to be one boundary, one district. Town has to be in it, because the EMS has it. Town is included in the EMS levy.
Right. So why would we ever recommend go to one levy? Because in my estimation.
You may not. We're just laying out options now.
Okay. Yeah. Because the EMSs are different between fire from a boundary standpoint as well.
Well, but if you annex the town, then they're not necessarily.
They are.
Well,
it's
still the islands.
Brad's shaking his head like, oh yeah, but there's a big difference.
If you're going to do a boundary change, that's a vote of the people.
Right.
So if you're going to have to do the annexing, you can also change the EMS boundaries to not include the islands that are outside of the town's current, or the fire district's current boundaries.
Yes.
But that
would all be issues then. So it would be an expanded process, whereas with two levies, they could be managed as.
That's why
right
I suggest
now.
Merge is a separate idea, because it's so much easier to do move than merge. Merge is two or three different votes.
Right. And they'd be
at least
potentially all linked together.
And they would kind of have to all happen or all not happen or something, because it would get really complicated otherwise.
Right.
So the merge takes a few different interesting electorate changes.
Cool.
All right. we have to revise the boundaries.
Do you want to try to incorporate town into the name of this chart?
We should probably under merge, you've already got.
I mean, we could do it. I mean, the town could do it under any scenario if politically they thought it was advantageous to them.
You're talking about the annexation,
right?
Far.
Yes, strictly the annexation.
And we've talked about, I think, the possibility of stepping into it. So one thing that could happen is the town could merge into Fire 3 first.
Right.
Then the boundaries of the EMS could be changed to coincide with the fire districts. Then they could merge.
Right.
And create one levy for both. And that could happen stepwise rather than all in one fell swoop, which might be a whole lot easier to pass, by the way. Because at least people would understand what you're doing.
Yeah, because you could do on our flow chart, a combine, a move, and then ultimately a merge.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there are several different paths to get you there.
Yeah.
The question is which order to do them. Uh-huh. If you wanted to suggest that we want to go all the way to a full standard.
And in theory, you could go a contract, and then a move, and then a merge.
Yep, all of that's possible.
You can do all that.
You can do all that.
Or you could do a dissolve and a revote. and emerge?
Yeah, there's that possibility.
Or just fire to stands up their own EMS service?
Right.
So let's talk a little about dissolve. That would be...
There's a timing issue now.
It's gonna take some time, you can't leave any holes, it's rebuilding new system.
There would have to be coverage between...
And under dissolve, would the levy then automatically follow a new service?
No, in dissolve, this levy goes away.
Just be flat?
The levy ends at the same time the EMS...
The service ends.
Right.
So you stop collecting the levy, you stop providing service under the EMS district, you dissolve the organization as it is, with hopefully already having established within Fire III all of those things.
Right.
So that the new levies and whatnot that are gonna carry forward from then on are done.
Would hit on the same transition.
Yeah, would pick up at the day that everything else goes away.
If you'd like, I can draw on here.
Yeah, I like that.
The town stuff. So from here, you could mark out what you do in the town. So in this case, like, you might have to contract, right? Because if you're EM, the new fire department would not necessarily cover the town.
Yes.
So you'd have to...
Well, I guess it would depend on...
So when you did it 6, 8, 10 years ago, you just...
12 years ago, I think.
You handed off the levy.
20 years ago.
What was it?
About 20, just 20 plus. I've been on the fire department for 20 years and EMS has gone way before that, so it was in the 90s sometime.
I thought it was early mid-90s.
How long ago? Oh, yeah, it's been 20 years.
So you handed off the levy?
Sure, everything.
And there wasn't, there didn't need to be a vote or anything, it was just the two bodies deciding that it was a handoff from one to the other?
Yeah, they were gonna no longer collect it, and these guys were.
So, in theory, a dissolve could be a handoff of the levy?
Well, not so much, because then you haven't dissolved it. If you keep the levy, you keep EMS.
Right.
And if you dissolve EMS, you have to give up the levy. So it's a tautology of that, like, you either do or you don't, both.
The fire department can't have both an EMS levy and a fire levy?
Not this EMS levy, if they are going to dissolve it and start a new EMS.
They have to have a new one.
They have to create a new one.
They have to create a new one. Or they could just increase Fire III enough to cover it.
Okay.
So, one way or the other, EMS revenues will come from something else, not the current EMS levy. Is that clear?
Well, yeah, I'm just trying to walk down then a step or two.
Oh, I see. You had that puzzled look going.
Yeah, no, I was more trying to just figure the dominoes out.
Yeah, oh, lots of things fall in different directions, depending which way we go.
Other options?
Yeah, let's see, what other options? Yeah, annex the town could fall under a lot of these, by the way.
Right, yes.
Fire District III annexes the town under almost any of them.
Under dissolve, we have to lay out what options we would potentially recommend. I mean, if we're saying dissolve the EMS and the EMS levy, we're not gonna say we don't want EMS services on these islands.
Right.
So what are the options then if we're recommending dissolving it as is? Are we saying that one option would be the fire district stands up their own EMS service? So under dissolve, fire district stands up their own EMS service, wherever that may look like.
Or arguably, they could contract services.
They could contract from outside.
Yeah, they could, if they dissolve the current EMS, then they have to find some other solution to EMS, which means contract or create a new one.
So this is what happens to...
Yeah, under dissolve, it's either contract, you know, this is Fire III now, contracts for service, or stands up a brand new EMS within Fire III.
And so...
And in there is also gonna have to be annexing the town, because otherwise, I'm not sure how they're gonna come to our town anymore, EMS.
And implementing a new levy.
Right, and they would also have to pass a new levy, so they need a new EMS levy, or they need a, an increase in the Fire III levy sufficient to cover.
Right.
And then who owns equipment, debt, et cetera, from the old existing EMS?
That would be the hospital district.
Well, the hospital district.
They would still own it.
Would have whatever obligations they're still.
They would have to.
Liabilities.
They could sell all of their equipment or whatever.
Right.
They'd sell everything and deal with buildings.